Hey everybody, Dominic Castro, North Shore Sports Desk. What's going on? Brought to you by Phil and Corey Sports World and the Cape Ann Savings Bank. We're going to have our Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week coming up. But first, take a look at what's going on at Phil and Corey Sports World, 184 Broadway, Saugus. We all know and love that as Route 1 South, Sports World USA. Well, Will Campbell, autograph signing. How cool is that? From the Patriots, the lineman. At Kowloon, a dual event Sunday, June 7th. Check it out. Sunday, June 7th. Get it on your calendar. Get down there and meet the rookie from last year. Looking to have a great second year with the Patriots this fall. But guess what? Will Campbell won't be the only one in attendance. Yeah, that's right. Look at that. The sports world is inviting you to come down to, in addition to Will Campbell, to join them for signing public autographs with Tim Thomas, the 2011 Stanley Cup champion of the Boston Bruins. So the Tim will be there Sunday, June 7th, 4 to 6 at the Kowloon Restaurant, of course, 948 Broadway, Saugus. Fans will have the opportunity to meet the Conn Smythe Trophy winner to get autographs and take pictures. Don't miss your chance to meet one of the heroes of Boston's 2011 Stanley Cup championship team. On Sports World, 184 Broadway in Saugus, 781-233-7222. Facebook is a great way to follow them. And you can also email info@sportsworldauction.com.
I'm Mary Ann Smith, president of the Cape Ann Savings Bank. We are proud to sponsor the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Year. Whether it's football, field hockey, tennis, soccer, or any other sport, when a student athlete strives for excellence, it inspires the whole community. The team at Cape Ann Savings Bank in Gloucester, Rockport, and Manchester-by-the-Sea always give their best, and we're happy to honor the student athletes and good sports who do too.
Cape Ann Savings Bank, member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender.
All right, North Shore Sports Desk, Dominic Castro, back at it with our latest Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week. We're going to the Rockport Baseball Circles where Wyatt Wilkinson just finished up his career as an athlete and student in high school, but here he is and crushing it in the summer, but taking time to join us. What's going on, Wyatt?
Doing good, enjoying summer so far. Got out of school last Friday, and then we wrapped up our baseball season just over the weekend, but doing good.
Awesome. What's the summer job? How do you put money in your pocket?
I work down at the yacht club, driving people out to their boats, and then working for our manager down there. So it's great. Okay.
Yeah. What do you drive? What kind of little, like a little skiff?
Just thing? I think it's like a 16-foot whaler.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it can fit like six or eight people. So
it's nice. Nice.
Yeah, it's fun.
So get some maritime skills there, man. Oh, yeah. That's pretty good. Where did that start? Was that a lifelong thing or the family?
Yeah. Yeah. My family. So we've always been down in the water. My dad's a sailing coach. So that's been a big part of us, our lives growing up, especially in the summer. So it's been great to keep. I grew up hanging out down there, and now to work there is a lot of fun.
Yeah. Was always the same yacht club you guys raced out of? And
yeah, down in Sandy Bay and Rockport.
Okay. You do competitions when you were a kid kind of?
Yeah, I still do. I'm hoping to do that in college.
No kidding.
Yeah, so I race throughout the summer. In the small double-handed boats and then larger keel boats too on the weekends. So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. What's the big signature event for Rockport, Cape Ann? Like what would be the signature sailing challenge? Back in the day. So I was like a sports editor at the Gloucester Times, like 2000, 2004, before you were born.
Yeah.
And we had a general manager of the whole newspaper that got on us every year. You go, you better cover this. I forgot what it was, but it was in Rockport and it was sailing. What is there a signature event every year?
Depends on, it's kind of changed throughout the years. There used to be single-handed boats. They'd have big regattas with like 40 or 50 boats.
Yeah.
We have a lot of smaller events now. The biggest one around here is probably in Marblehead each summer.
Oh,
I
gotcha.
compete down there.
Race week.
A kid from our yacht club won it last year, so that
Wow.
was pretty exciting.
Yeah.
But we do that, and then we went up to Maine last year. We go all over the place, down to New Bedford sometimes, and then I do local stuff here on the weekends. This year, we're actually hosting the Starboat District Championship. I don't know what the district is exactly, but that's a much older boat, and there's a really rich history on Cape Ann for the
Yeah.
Starboat, and so that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, Peter Watson. He was a Rockport guy, general manager of the newspapers,
Oh, cool.
late great. He took me out on the boat in like Sandy Bay and like, watching
That's
the
awesome.
races up front. So I got a,
Yeah.
the notebook out back then, right? Taking notes. A lot of fun. It might
It's a
have
ton
been
of fun.
one of those rare like sort of national events that
Yeah.
comes here. Like
Yeah,
there
we're
was like,
hosting a couple small national events this year. They're not in the
yeah.
big fleets, so we might get like 20 or 40 boats, but some of those big ones can attract big fleets. We just haven't done
Yeah.
those in a while.
Yeah.
They're cool though.
Yeah. So, man, you've been have fun on the water, you compete on the water, and you make money on the water.
Exactly.
You are a classic Rockport kid. enjoying the taking advantage of the ocean.
Oh
So,
yeah.
but on land, what you do is you crush sports and academics, and you started in the fall with soccer, right? And Rockport's
Yeah.
always very strong in soccer. You guys had another good
Yeah.
year?
We had a great year.
Yeah.
We were kind of slipping between two and three in the rankings all season, and then we dropped to five the
Yeah.
last week, which was kind of a shocker.
Yeah.
Because we closed out really strong. I think our final record was like 9-4-5, maybe. We had a great year. And then
Yeah.
we made a little run in the tournament that ended in Brighton with a great game. But we won two home games, which was really exciting,
Yeah.
especially for my last year to have. They're going to be great this year, too. We had a huge junior class. And so they're going to be super solid this year. I'm excited to see what they're going to do in the fall. But soccer
Yeah.
was a ton of fun, yeah.
I mean, that was the like Elite Eight that
Yeah.
you guys made it to, where you lost to Brighton 3-2. Brighton goes on to lose to Boston International
Which was
3-2.
another really good game. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Boston International goes over and beats Hopedale in the final. So you guys were so close. I mean,
We
what a
were.
run. What a
It was
run.
great.
What was your role individually for the team?
I was one of four captains. I was playing a lot on the wings. The formation we ran, I remember this all so well. It's funny. The formation we ran, we were switching guys in and out of the wings the whole time. We had a defensive role, and then we had to get all the way back up. So I was working in, I forget who, but a few of us were cycling through. And that was a ton of fun to kind of play a bigger role in my last year on the team as a captain, especially in the summer and then going through the season. We had a new coach, Connor Douglas. He was awesome. And we just kind of had a ton of fun, and we started off hot and just kind of kept it rolling. We dropped a couple games later in the season, but in the end, I think we went on a unbeaten streak to kind of bring us into the tournament, which was really great.
Yeah. Who was the big rival in the Cape Ann League this year, past year?
That would be Manchester for sure. I
Yeah.
think we look back on the records, and halfway through this year, we had split even with them throughout my 4 years in high school on that soccer
Wow.
team,
Huh.
and then we beat them twice this year. So
Wow,
that
the
was great.
sweep.
Yeah, that was exciting.
The sweep of the Hornets. And I am looking, did they even make the tournament?
They didn't, which was
Yeah.
unfortunate because we scrimmaged them postseason. Then they
Yeah.
found out the next day that they weren't going to make it. There was a big switch in the brackets. The whole Cape Ann League kind of dropped a little bit. I'm
Yeah.
not really sure what happened with those power rankings, but I remember that pretty clearly too.
Yeah. I'm looking at the Division Five. You guys seem to be, I don't see any other Cape Ann League. It would maybe Georgetown, right? Would they be in Division Five if they
They might have
made
bumped
it?
up for soccer.
If all for four.
Yeah.
Yeah, they weren't in four either. Let's see, Ipswich. Ipswich was a Division Four team.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you guys win the small division in the Cape Ann League?
No, we didn't. I forget. I think Hamilton won it.
Okay.
They
Okay.
were really solid. We ended up tying them at home, which was pretty great. That
All
was a
right.
big one there in the end of the season to kind of hold our spot.
Yeah, they were 14-2-2
Yeah,
in
they
the
were
regular
solid.
season, and then they for Division Four went on to this looks like the Sweet 16, where they lost to Gardner,
Okay.
and Gardner ended up not making the final. All right, so we're all caught up. We're all caught up on Cape Ann League
Yeah.
soccer and everything. You take the winter off. Then you come back with another tournament team, the Vikings, not
Yeah.
as many wins as the soccer
No.
team in the regular season, but still made the tournament, still had a
Yeah.
fairly high seed,
I know.
which speaks to the your competition and how you guys competed all
Sure.
year.
I mean, yeah, we were hanging with teams the whole year. I mean, we had a game with Hamilton that I think was a one run game in the sixth, and to see that against the
Yeah.
and they're still at the top of their bracket, and it doesn't look like they're going anywhere soon.
Yeah, 19 and
Games
one.
like that kind of gave us hope throughout the season that we could really go somewhere. And then we won on senior night against Linn Tech. That was pretty exciting.
Yeah.
And we played a great game in the tournament. I think it was probably one of our better games on the season, to be fair. It was really, it came down to just their hitting was they were on that day. They had two home runs, which was pretty brutal.
Yeah.
Especially for Ben was pitching great on the mound, and then Brady came in relief, which was
Yeah.
huge. But our bats just couldn't quite keep up, and that was kind of the difference maker in that game.
Yeah, that Ben Sperry you were mentioning.
Yeah, he
Yeah.
was pitching in the tournament, and I think he pitched senior night too.
Another Cape Ann Savings Bank student athlete of the week. I still have to interview him. But
Nice.
he won with you. Mr. Parisi sent me the list of the final spring winners. You and Ben were on it. So that's awesome. And then Mariana, like I told you earlier, De Benedictus is the other spring winner. In addition to Timothy Patrick, another
Oh, yeah.
classmate of yours, boys tennis.
Yep, he's
Yeah.
great.
So that's awesome. What was your contribution baseball wise for you
Yeah, so
individually?
I, for up until this year, I was a backup catcher, which I loved. Like, it was a ton of fun. I was catching bullpens all the time, got into a game here and there. And then this year, I kind of switched that role when we needed
Yeah.
more in the outfield. So I started playing left field in our scrimmages.
Yeah.
And, I played pretty solid in the scrimmages and then was kind of in and out in left field throughout the year and then closed out that game. It was one of my better games. So it was a ton of fun switching positions.
Yeah.
Our catcher, Christian Gallagher, he was great. He had an awesome year. And then other guys in the outfield, Ben was in there. He was in the mix. And then we had Henry Hoats and then Marlo Hurley. He was out in right. So it was just a ton of fun playing with those guys out there. Evans Field, I'm sure, as you know, is a pretty deep outfield out in left. So that was a challenge. And then of
Yeah.
course the tournament game had a really short fence. So yeah, that definitely played into their big scoring opportunities, but it was a ton of fun to switch out there to left field for the
Yeah.
season.
A little more normal than right field at Evans,
Yes, for sure. For
which,
sure.
how do you even explain that to someone without them being there? Okay, so it's like basically only like 100 feet after the infield
Yeah.
ends. It starts to climb at a
The steep hill.
45-degree
Yeah. Yeah.
angle.
Yeah. So I did a couple games out on the hill last year. I mean, it's crazy. We were talking this year how if you look on a map, if you're a team coming from, I don't know, like some of these teams are coming from in the city, if you look at Google Maps, there's no way to tell there's a hill there. I mean,
Oh,
it's a steep
okay.
hill. And
Yeah.
teams come out and they're shocked. I mean, of course, we've seen kids like fall trying to climb back up it, coming down too far on a pop fly, but it's pretty crazy up there.
What?
Definitely adds to the feel of Evans Field, which we love.
Yeah. Late 90s, I played for the Townies, you
Oh,
know,
awesome.
and we and like we had a right fielder, Bruce Emerson. You probably know the
Yep.
Emerson name in Rockport. He's like a wily veteran, you know. He would use it to his advantage. He's playing right field, and you know, the guy on first pop up to right, he can't kind of tell where it is. Like
Yeah.
Bruce would pretend to be catching it, and it would just drop in front of me, throw the guy out a second, you know.
That's awesome.
But yeah, was it an automatic double if you hit it in the woods there, to the right of a pole or
Double
something?
to the right of the pole, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Did you put any out?
I didn't know. We
Okay.
had I think
All
Ben
right.
was our only one out there this year. A couple teams hit him on us, but I don't know, you don't really see many to that deep right field, I feel like, in high school.
Yeah. Yeah. And the straightaway center's a nice poke. You gotta really put a lot of into it,
For
to the
sure,
left of
yeah.
the pole.
Yeah. It's even worse out there because the hill comes out of nowhere out in center. You don't even realize it's there, and then all of a sudden it'll just fold you.
Yeah, and left field, like you said, is tough. If you
Yeah.
let the ball go by you, it's over. It's
Yeah.
inside the park home run. You can't do that.
Yep.
Hard line drive.
Oh, yeah.
So that was baseball. And again, you guys have just had the one win, but still super competitive, you feel, huh?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we had other games I can think of off the top of my head. Triton, we went into the 10th inning.
Mm.
Games like that. We had close games against Ipswich. Amesbury. I mean, we were really battling with the Cape Ann League the whole year, which was definitely tough this year. I think we kind of saw that at the end of the season when we looked at the rankings. We're like, wow. Like we didn't perform as well as we have in the past, but we're still kind of getting rewarded for it with that tournament berth. So that was still exciting going into the season.
Who's the coach for you guys?
Joe Orlando.
Oh, the former
Yeah.
Gloucester coach.
Yep. He was
Wow,
great.
how many is this his first year there or?
Yeah, first year at Rockport. Yep.
Oh, wow. So you've had two first year coaches your senior year.
Yeah.
Yeah,
It was
soccer
kind of
and
odd, but it was great.
Coach Orlando had a lot of success in Gloucester. I mean, they
He
went
sure did.
to
Yeah.
Division One. They beat the St. John's Prep in the tournament. They were in like the semifinals, BC High. Like they played a lot of good teams. Like it was like 2010 or something like that. But
Yeah.
no, they were great. And Joe's great. He was like my next door neighbor. But matter of fact, this is a fun fact. Centennial Ave from high school until, when I moved out, you had Ben Sperry, but he lives in Gloucester, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a Gloucester kid. Ben Sperry, Dominic Castro, Joe Orlando. That's how ironic is that I'm talking to you. And
That's awesome.
I think there was one house between me and Joe, but that was the I don't know if you've ever been over Ben's house or whatever, that area of
Yeah, for
Centennial.
sure.
Okay, my house is literally the one next to back in the day.
That's awesome.
I would always, go on the deck, and
Oh, yeah.
his dad Jason was my really
Yep.
good friend in high school.
Nice.
Both mid-90s Gloucester High kids. But that's that. You busy at the yacht club. What's the next step? How do you where are we going to find Wyatt Wilkinson in the fall?
I'm going to Boston College next year.
Congrats. Oh, you're wearing
Thank
maroon. That's on the call here. That matches, but that's Rockport
you.
maroon, I'm sure.
That is Rockport. Yeah. Still matches, which is
But the
great.
BC Eagles, that is
Yeah.
incredible. I'm sure that was high up on the list of
Yep.
schools.
Yep.
Any like alum there that family wise, or this is just
Yeah, my
Wyatt?
grandfather went there.
Nice.
None others that I can remember, but then my dad works there, so he's the sailing coach at BC.
Oh,
I'm
wow.
hoping to go out for that team.
Wow, that's a
Yeah.
great fun fact. How many years has he been there?
He's been there for coming on 25, and
Yeah.
before that, he was at UVM for six.
Wow. And they do a lot of traveling, like up the coast.
Yeah, so depending on the weekend, they could just be down the road in the river, or they're, yeah, going all over the place. A lot in Maryland, some up in Maine, Vermont, New Hampshire, all around.
Or do they actually compete on the Charles
Yeah.
or not in the ocean? Okay. Yeah. But is it technically the ACC conference, Atlantic
It's
Coast?
not.
Okay.
It's a varsity sport, but they're not in the ACC. So college sailing kind of has their own governing
It's not
body.
NCAA, right? Okay.
Yeah, because there just aren't enough schools to do that. But they kind of mirror similar things schedule-wise, which is cool.
But BC, you'll be in a great area, Chestnut Hill,
Yeah.
and it's like the end of Boston, right? It's like that you keep going up Commonwealth or Beacon, and you keep going, 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 and there is BC at the end there, which is incredible. Or you're in Newton and you're coming towards Boston, you go that way, but. I feel like it's just like it's nice little corner and away from like the chaos and downtown and stuff. But you can go downtown, because
Yeah, for
you're
sure.
close enough and take a little T ride, right? But that's so cool. Do you have any friends that are heading over to BC as well from
I
Rockport?
know there's a kid from, not from Rockport, there's a kid from Gloucester who went to the prep who's going there.
Okay. Nice.
Yep. So I actually saw him down at Admitted Students Day a couple weeks ago. That was funny.
Exactly. Like,
Yeah.
I know you, bro. All right. And so is there a focus lined up, major wise or anything like
Yeah,
that?
so I'm going in for finance. I'm in the business school, and then I'm hoping to maybe double with math.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those two go hand in hand,
Yep.
And then like backtracking to Rockport academically, were you part of any groups, outside of athletics, outside of the classroom, something extra? Like a decker or something,
I
or
did do DECA. I did music. DECA was great. I qualified for nationals this year. I didn't go. Would have interfered with baseball. It would have been like a
Oh,
week
okay.
away. But that was a ton of fun. I went to States these past 2 years. DECA was a lot of fun. But it was just kind of here and there. And then I did a lot of music. I was in the band, in the jazz band, playing the trumpet. All of that just a ton of fun to add on to that school experience.
Yeah. How long have you been doing the trumpet?
I think since I was eight.
Nice. Did you get to play like on that? What's that? Lou Center, what downtown was right over the water. It's like a where the symphony Cape Ann Symphony plays or something. It's like a performing arts center in
Rockport or Gloucester?
Rockport.
I haven't played there. I have a couple gigs lined up this summer. That'll be
Nice.
fun.
What are the gigs with? Like just a private band kind of thing or
Yeah, a
what?
couple bands that I know are playing there. A few friends of mine. We might open for a couple bands, so we'll see. But it's cool.
Jeez.
They got a lot going on down there this summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Busy guy. Music,
Oh yeah.
motion, math, business, baseball. No sports in the summer, like baseball or like Legion or something like that. I don't know if they
No.
even offer it anymore.
No. I would if it in the past I was doing soccer all summer. We'd do those summer league teams, which was a ton of fun.
Yeah.
But no, nothing this
But
year.
now
I'm
you don't have to
excited.
get ready for a soccer season. So
Exactly. Yeah.
yeah. But BC, man, that's awesome. You're gonna
Yeah,
have a
can't wait.
blast. I mean, fall's football games
Oh yeah.
and you're just gonna live it up. That's congratulations on that. That's
Thank
huge.
you. Thank you.
We know about your dad. Am I missing any other family members who are notable in the sports world?
Not that I can think of right now. My brother's a freshman at Rockport.
Yeah.
He's playing the same sports as me. I'm excited for him. Soccer's
Soccer,
gonna be a
baseball?
lot of
Okay.
fun this year for him. Yeah. So that'll be great.
Is he gonna be a freshman or gonna be a sophomore?
He's gonna be a sophomore. He's a freshman.
Okay.
So I actually he came up onto the soccer roster with us for the tournament, which is a ton of fun to play with him at practice.
Oh, wow. So you got the experience and was on the sidelines for those two great wins or how many wins do you have the tournament? Two?
Two wins in the tournament, yeah.
Yeah. And then
Both
that
of them.
intense Boston
Yeah.
English, was it again? Was
Brighton.
Brian,
Brighton.
yeah, that's the other team. I'm thinking of Boston International. But yeah, you get lined up against those incredible inner city Boston schools,
It's fun,
they
fun atmosphere.
like arguably Division Four is, throw them against anybody, right? I mean, those top teams, you can roll with a lot of good stuff. Who was the best team you play in the Cape Ann League, would you say, besides maybe Hamilton Wynham? Who else was good?
Baseball or soccer?
Soccer.
Probably North Reading this year.
Yeah, they were
They
tough.
were we held them. We had a great game against them at home. But we knew going into that one that was going to be a tough one.
Yeah. You play those great teams, you only get better for sure.
Yeah, definitely. And you learn that with these schedules. I mean, being the smallest school in the league, it's
Yeah.
always a lesson, but it's fun.
Wyatt Wilkinson, we will be watching in the fall BC sailing. And
Yeah.
hopefully you get in there and do your thing. And of course, crush things in the classroom too. That's kind of important as well, as you know. Congrats, man, on the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week.
Course, thank you.
Do me a favor, send me a pic or two of Wyatt Wilkinson in action, soccer, baseball. We'll put those on our site. All right, buddy.
That's good. Thank you.
Our us, you know what? Sailing. That'll be a cool picture to run.
Great. Yeah,
Yeah,
throw it all in
send
there.
them all in. All right, thanks,
All right.
buddy. Have a good night. We appreciate you coming on
Thank
the
you. I'll
show.
see you.
All right,
Bye.
buddy. Bye.